You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The topic of Pidyon HaBen. So let's have a look in the Psukim of Torah Seinu HaKadosh, Parshas Bo, Vayidam Hashem Moshe Lemor. At the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, Kadesh Li Ko Bechor, Petra Korech Mebnei Yisro Ba'odam Uva Behemo Lihu. Shem says, I want you to sanctify all firstborns, the one comes out of the womb. We're talking about Bedavka Tolo Yund in the cave of the first one. Out of the womb in the cave, whether it's an Adam, whether it's a Behema, Lihu, it belongs to me. And we read later on as well, Vayihiki Kshafarol Shalachinu, Vayarog Hashem Ko Bechor Beyerz Yisrami Bechor Adam, Vyar Bechor Behema Hashem, in the midst, in the course of Makis Bechoros, he killed all the firstborns, whether it was Bechor Adam, whether it was Bechor Behema. Al Kain, therefore, and he's a Vayach Lashem Ko Peta Rechem Azachorim, Bechor Bechor, Bana Yefta. Therefore, I want what? This Indian of Pediyah, I want you to go and be Poda. So what is this mitzvah Pidyon HaBen all about? What's so special? Why do we have a mitzvah to go and redeem? And have to, Kilo, my best fate, have to go through the whole dialogue. Which one do you want? You want the son? How are we to understand the shorish of the mitzvah? Let's take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch, right? It's the Sefer HaChinuch. And mitzvah Yud Ches, it's called Mitzvah Kiddush Becholos. He does talk about it later again in mitzvah Chabez. And in mitzvah Shin Tzadi Beis. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch as follows. Mishor Shei Mitzvah Zu. Amongst the sources, the roots of what this mitzvah is all about, Sharotza Hashem Lezakosenu Lasos Mitzvah Voracious Perinu. Hashem says, I want to give you a zechus to do a mitzvah, and by the first fruits, Dainu, the children are also called Peros. I want you to go ahead and take the first pre, whether it's from the animals, whether it's from the humans. Why? Lamadas Ki Akol Shalom. I want you to know that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We own nothing. Whatever we own, it's solely, exclusively what Hashem distributed to us with His utmost chesed. The Yovin Zeber Osuk Yachashi Godam Kamigias Atar Kamatrochim Yolam of Agia Lesman Shah Sapri. You see, a person after he's miyageya, he toils endlessly, so many different expressions and manifestations of that toil and that labor. And now it comes this man that he has a pri, the chav of Adam Rishis Piryu Kimimaseino. And what happens? A person loves the first that's produced. Oh, and this is the bechor, that's what made you into an avanim. So there's something special about it. In addition, the first of the animal, the first, if you think about it, bikurim. What's bikurim from the first fruits? So what's that all about? Oh, I worked and I toiled lamushal on the land. And now it's chaviv that I produced these glorious great first fruits. And what do you do? Miyada nosin ala kodesh brochu. You take that which you toiled, you worked on, and you say, oh, this is kochi votzim yodi, osili yisachayel zel, this belongs to me. Kasaka daitoch. That you might think you're the one who worked, you're the one who slaved, you're the one who toiled on the land, you're the one who raised the cattle, you raised the livestock, you raised the sheep, and in the end of the day, you went ahead and worked to have children. And what do you produce? That first one, give that over to God. You're misalik yourself from the legamri. This doesn't belong to me. It's not mine. It's not like God will share it with you. It's not mine. I remove my reshus from the legamri, and I bring it into the reshus of the boreo. That's reason number one. The Ode continues to say, "Rachinuch liskon anesa galos shasolano Hashem yisbarch bebechorim Mitzrayim." Shahar gematz the enemy yaldom. Hashem went ahead and killed the bechor. Hashem went to kill all the bechorim Mitzrayim, but he was matzil. Even though he went out killing the firstborns, he made a clear distinction between the firstborns of the Egyptians and contrast to the firstborns of the Yidden. He was matzil. So to remember the nesa galos, that's another reason for this idea of pidyon. In addition, writes the Rambam, "Amor nevuchem echel gimel of the mor in Periklam." And the Rambam writes, there's another Indian, which is what? Litein Reishis Kodomar Lashem Lachasek Midas HaNedivos. To go out and strengthen and reinforce the idea of what? Of being a giver. It's not mine. I'm not taking it. Lo Magi Elishlim Dabar. I want to give it over. L'may Tavis Amachal Kinyin Amomen. All these animals that I'm producing. All these fruits when it comes to Bikurim that I'm producing. And we're always worried of the base vices, the terrible midos, the pejorative character traits out there. And therefore, what do we want to do? We want to get rid of gaiva. We don't want vayishman, yishun, vayivat. And we want to demonstrate and reinforce that midas hanadivas, that idea of giving. So in the end of the day, all right, so Sefer Chinuch, yes, we want to be zocher the neis hagadol. The first thing you mentioned is, and we want to take the first thing that we create and be machnes it into the Rishus HaBori and say it doesn't belong to me. I'm sure it's puzzled and really perplexed us all. And when we open up the Chazals at the beginning of the Chumash, Voracious. And Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Horacious. Why did Hashem Yisrael create the world? For Klal Yisrael, who are called the Horacious, Bishvil Torah Shenik Horacious. So that I understand, the Torah, Klal Yisrael, especially keeping in mind the Zohar and Achri Mosin and Gimel and Aleph, Kutch and Ruchav Yisrael Voracious, Jewish people in the Torah were once. God created the world for the Jews, He created the world for the Torah, and the Tachlis of Bria. And then you have a Chazal, Bishvil Bikurim Shenik Horacious. The Jewish people are it. That's why I created the world. The Torah is it. That's why I created the world. And right alongside the Torah and Klai, you saw the first fruits. If you happen to be a farmer, living in an agrarian agricultural culture society, make sure the first fruits, give that over to God, and that's why the world was created. And what's going on? The Torah is like the Sefer Chinuch here, Mitzvah Yirchas. The idea is that what? If you're living in an agricultural society, and what are you doing? And you're watching the weather patterns, the weather system, and you're planting, and you're putting in the seeds, and you're toiling. This is your life. This is your career. And you're schwitzing. If you are going to think that if there's anything that I deserve that belongs to me, I'm the one who worked the land. God gave us a land, but I worked, and I toiled, and I schwitzed, and I put in money and time and farming machinery and resources and all the things that I endured all these years, and I went in and did it, and now it's the first ones. You know what, after I finish and I bring all the food into my home, you know what, then I'll say, God, you know, if I have some left over in the field, I'll give it to Aniyam. I'll have some left over, I'll bring it to you. God says, right with the first ones are geshmak. You go out into the field and you're harvesting here, the first fruits coming out, look at the product, look at what I produced. And yet what? You give it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Yisod. That is HaKaras HaTov. What's the first time it gets on the Marishan? That he was a Kofoy Tov. Aisha Shinasati Mani, he's a Kofoy Tov. I gave you something, you're a Kofoy Tov. It's the first negative Midah expressed on the page of the Torah. And what was the Tachlis of man? And why was Adam Rishan created? What is Rashi saying? Embrace this part, base plus okay. And that Adam, I am Lavinus Adamo. I don't have someone to be Mespala for the Geshamid. What's Rashi, the Chazal's choice terminology? To be Makir Vitovasan Shalah Geshamid. I see that. What's the Tachlis? Why was Adam created before we even get to Yisrael? Why was Adam created? To be makir b'tovos and shol geshem, to be a makir tov. That's a tachas of the bria, and nothing demonstrates a karas tov more than when I have the produce and everything is coming out, where you have that first child. That sense of continuity, whether career-wise in your field, or whether in your family, that sense of continuity, you have that first one, that's the most geshmak, and recognizing what? Amak your tov, it's all the Borei Olam. He gave it to me, you give it back, that's Bishvil Bikurim Shenik Horacious.
If the first one is a girl?
Doesn't count, that's not going to be. It doesn't mean we're not makir tov. Avada we're makir tov. Avada it's a chosh mazach, but it's a separate shmuz.
First fruits.
Yes, it is, but Petar Rechem again is the zachar. It's Afka Maya and the zachar. Afka Maya zachar again, mitzvah and mitzvahs, more mitzvahs, but that's a separate shmuz. Maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we won't. Now let's see. What we have to talk about today is understanding Pidgin HaBen. And once we understand that you're doing a Maisa Pidgin, you're doing an act of redemption, we understand the mitzvah, the Akor Satov, I'm giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to take a look at an interesting change in Nusach from Bismillah, and that's why this is what I like to start with. We spent two shiurim speaking about the Gemara and Shabbos Kufla Mitzayin Amid Beis, and that the Midah is Keshem Shanech is the Bris, Keni Kani is the Torah, the Chuba Masim Tov. So now take a look at the Nusach of Pidgin HaBen. After the brachas are recited, and the mitzvah will get there, pidgin aben, that's the mitzvah, shechiyonu, and then what happens, the kohen takes the kesef, he's molach it biyodo over the head of the child, and he says, zeh tachazeh, zeh chilav zeh, zeh mochul hazeh, v'ikonis zeh habein l'chayim l'teira u'liyirashamayim. Yiratzon shekashem shenichas l'pidgin, ken ikonis l'teira u'luchupo l'masim tovim omei. So what do we have over here? Just like by Bris Mila, he's coming into the world. So I understand the parallel. He's coming into Pidgin HaBen 30 days later. Gemara says in Shabbos Kaflam and Hayim at Beis, then until 30 days, you're still Becheskes Nefil. You still have a status of a miscarried fetus until, as the Vilna Gaon says, you're not called a Ben or a Bas Ayat, call that until you get to 30 days. Once you get to 30 days, and we know the remes of the Gra, even in the word voracious, already marames at the beginning. Avacholai, we know the famous remes, Shloshim Yom. It's already marumas in the first word of voracious. Pidgin Aben, there's something so miyuchad about Pidgin Aben, so special. But not only is it miyuchad in the mitzvah Shabbat, here we have in the Nusach, Kishem Shanas a Pidgin Aben, Kenny Kaisar Chubamasim Tovit. But what do we say right before that? We had another Nichnas, Vikonis Zehabein, Lachayim. So I understand Lachayim. Lachayim makes sense. And what's the Lachayim? In the end of the day, he now is coming Lachayim because he's with Cheskes Nefil until 30 days. And once he's Mufka from Cheskes Nefil by going into 30 days, now we can call him a live child and now we crown him with the title of a Ben. Or if it's a girl, we call her a Bas, but now you're a Ben and Bas when you get to 30 days. We mentioned many times, Rav Shimon Schwab writes in the Sefer Mayim Beis Shoev, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Drash Moshe, and when do we count Sheva Levi? When we have the counts in Bamidbar and also Sheva Levi, we count in them, Ben Chodesh Ulamalo, we start counting once they were 30 days old, Abad Klai Yisol, only when you get to 20. What's the difference? Right, so Moshe writes to Shimon Schwab, they say more or less the same idea. And we have to wait when it comes to every other Jew, we got to wait until you're 20. What happens at 20? Well, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hey Chafalef, Ben Shmona Sri Lachopa. Now you're ready to get married. At 20 years old, Ben Esum Lirdov, the Mishnah says. It's a different Perushim. Some say Lirdov Achare Isha. If you didn't get married, now you better start running after the woman. You better go ahead, you got to get married now. Ben Esum Lirdov, otherwise, Tipa Chatzosa, the Gemara says, Kiddushim Chavtesim Abbas. You got to run to get married, or you got to run Lirdof Acharei Mizonos, and the Otsar Tfilos down of Yosef, run after Parnaso, but now you're starting a new sense of independence. When did you go out to the army? 20 years old? 20 to 60, that's independence. 20 years old already, now you're independent, now we're going to count you. So they ask, Ramayishu Rishu Mishram, so Sheva Levi, you don't have independence until 20. Why do we care about Chodesh Lomali? He says, no, we have to wait until you're 20 to see what you're made of. What makes you tick? What are your Tchunas and Nefesh like? What are you really going to accomplish in life? What are your goals? Most people don't know exactly what they're doing career-wise. When you get to 20, then you already can declare some quasi-state of independence. Sheva Levi, what is your job? Your job is to work in the Mishkan. Your job is to work in the Beis HaMikdash. If you're growing up and your whole life 24-7 is surrounded by Kedusha, we don't have to wait until 20. First of all, we know what you're doing. You know, you're either going to sing, you're going to play instruments, you're going to be working in the Beis HaMikdash, but the point is you're surrounded by Kedusha. We don't have to wait until 20. Is he on the Derech? Is he not off the Derech? Is he? How firm is he? How stark? B'chulei. Once him in B'chun now ready, it's guaranteed. You're ready living in this world, Sheva Levi. If you're growing up in the house of Sheva Levi, we know you're going to turn out okay. So we can count you. Chodesh Lamala. So I understand. At 30 days, Ikanis Ben Lachai. Now he's going into Chias. But what are we adding? Now he's going into Torah. And now he's going into Yerushamayim. So Torah, I understand. And now he's really, now he's a Ben. And now that he's alive, he's mamish going to be connected to Torah. Yerushamayim. What, we didn't ask for Yerushamayim by the Bris. Asks Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Yaakov Parshas Bo. Why by Pidgin Aben do we have a separate bracha? He writes him that he should go and be a Baal Yerushamayim. And we didn't ask that by Bris Milah. Yerushamayim wasn't mentioned by Bris Milah. All of a sudden comes Pidgin Aben and we mentioned Bris Milah. What's going on here? So let's work with Rabbi Yaakov's Mahalach, but let's give a little preface.
You mentioned before Bereshis. In Bereshis, you have Pidgin Aben. Ben Rishon, Achas Shloshim Yom Kippur.
Yom Tipada, Tifte Bechuli. That's the Vilna Gaon. That Pidgin Aben is Merubas. So the Gemara says that. So what do you see from there also? Do you see Pidgin Aben is an Indian of Kilu Bikurim, the Shviel Bikurim Shnika Rishis? You see, there's an Indian of Rishis. The Pidgin Aben is something so choshev that out of all the mitzvahs that are Merubas in the Torah's opening word, what is it, Pidgin Aben? So what's this Chash Kilu? That means what? What, is it greater than every other mitzvah in the Torah? Obviously, it's a special simcha. But there's got to be something. Why is Pidgin Aben, according to the Gra, that mitzvah that's marumas in the Torah's first word? Why is it at the beginning? Kilo, it must be that it's something so yisodi, so fundamental, the very outset of creation, that it's integral to be marames, to allude to the mitzvah Pidgin Aben bedavka, that in Yom Shloshim ben Rishon Tifteh, is davka in the first word of the Torah. What's that all about? I think Rabbi Yaakov's Mahalach is going to give us an approach. Let's first start with the Gemara Bava Kama Peyam and Aleph. The Gemara says, and Meruba in the seventh parak in the bottom of Daf Pei, that Rabbi Shmuel Ravasi, these three great Amaroim, Iglol Lebei Shavu HaBeh. Very often the Maral speaks about that, why we need to know the places they went to, where they went to. Obviously, it's Nogay, whatever the sugya happens to be. These three Amaram went to a Shavu HaBeh, Va'amilan. Some say they went to a Yeshua HaBeh. What's a Shavu HaBeh? Right, so Ashi Prismila, Ashim Sha'avru all of Shiva Yamim, 7 days passed, you call that celebration of Shavua Ben, because you just finished the Shavua. What's Yeshua HaBen? Rashi says, Mishneh She'osin the Pidgin HaBen B'chor. It's a Suda celebrating the Pidgin HaBen, because Yeshua Metargaminian Purkan Kemo Pidgin. What's Purkan? Purkan is a pidgin, is a redemption. So Yeshua Ben, the targum of the word Yeshua is Purkan, and Purkan is synonymous with pidgin. Therefore, Rashi understands it's pidgin Ben. Taisus cites Rashi, Perish HaKunjus, what's pidgin Ben? That's Yeshua Ben. V'chein Aruch, the Aruch in Rome, a famous Aruch, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, also in his dictionary, says that Yeshua Ben is a pidgin of Mevakasha. Taisus says, I understand, even though I know the targum is Purkan, Mekomokom Ein Shai Chloshin Yeshua. I understand you want to tell me a Yeshua is Purkan. So then call it Purkan HaBen. What's Yeshua HaBen? What is Yeshua HaBen? Shaykh the pidgin HaBen. So he cites Rabbeinu Tam. You know what it means? Peir Shenolot Shambein. The Alshim Shavlad Nosha Venimlat Mimo Imo. That's why it's lost in Yeshua V'Hayrigim Lasser Sudid. I knew before the Bris. Not after, not 23 days, not 22 days after the Bris. Rather what? It's a Sudid before the Bris. When the child came into the world. All right, Rabbeinu Tam, they would tell me Yeshua HaBen. Why? Because that's a Yeshua. That's a Yeshua because the child is going from one existence into another. What is Yeshua? Lashon Tisha. We've said based on the Maral in the past, we know seven is the number in the Olam HaTeva. This world of nature is dominated by seven, the number of completion. Eight is Lamalam HaTeva. We're coming up to Chanukah. That's eight. Chashmona, Ches Taim Shmona. Miracles revolved around oil that floats above water, the symbol of Teva. And of course, Chanukah is for 8 days. That's eight Lamalam HaTeva. Ten is Kedusha. Ten is the highest you can go. Any number after ten is just a repetition of sorts. 11 is one and ten. 100 is 10 times 10. 10 times 10. It's all really just repeating itself. So ten is Kedusha. That's the Aser Sedibris. That's Aser Mamoris. That's Aser Nisyonos. What's nine? Nine is Yeshua. What's Yeshua when you leave one dimension and you go to another one? Seven is Olam HaTeva. Eight is you're in the Olam HaTeva, but you're Lamayla Man HaTeva. Neshama Osios Shmoneh. What's your Neshama? You have a Neshama. It's down here. Lamaisa, your Neshama is down in the Olam HaTeva, but it's Lamayla Man HaTeva. It's hovering above you, the Ikar Chelek of the Neshama, but it's here in this world. That's eight. Ten is already Kedusha. You've left this world, you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Bechina of Eser. That's when you left. What's Yeshua? It's the bridge between 8 and 10. It's the bridge when you're leaving one domain and going to another one. That's why it's Tisha. Tisha, Lashon, Yeshua. What's Yeshua when you have salvation? When you leave Mitzrayim and you leave slavery and you leave the oppressive, abject conditions of 210-year bondage and now you go and become a free person. You're not Avdei Paro, you're Avdei Hashem. That's Yeshua because you're leaving one realm, one mode of living, and now you're entering into a whole new domain, a whole new dimension. That's Yeshua. Vayosh Hashem Akriyas Yamsuf. You go into Yam where you can't live, and you emerge on the other side. That's Yeshua. Vayosh Hashem. So writes Rabbeinu Tam, when you're in the rechem of your mother, and then you come out from that world into a whole new world existence, that's called Yeshua. But that means Rashi, who cites the Targum, Rashi's not learning that. Rashi learns what Yeshua Ben, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi and the Aruch, two Gedolei Rishonim, are telling us it's a Pidgin HaBen. So what do you see from Pidgin HaBen? They have to connect it to Lashon Yeshua, so they're going to understand it's an idea of going from one domain to another domain. That means you're right, you were already born. But when you're doing a Pidgin HaBen, if Yeshua means a Lashon of salvation, of leaving one world and going into another world, that means according to Rashi and the Aruch, if when the Gemara says Yeshua HaBen, it's a reference to Pidgin HaBen, it's got to entail, it's got to encompass some concept, some idea of going from one domain, one dimension into an altogether different dimension. So what is that? Rashi and the Aruch have to answer Avinu Tam's Kasha. I understand Yeshua HaBen, the Targum is Purkan, and I know Purkan means Pidgin, but what Shaychus is a Pidgin HaBen to an Indian of Yeshua? And Yeshua, what is it? What Shaychus to Yeshua? Yeshua means Ella, what you see from Rashi and the Aruch, that in some respect, you're going from one existence to another existence. So what's that all about? Here we're going to come on to Yaakov Kamenetsky. But let's start with the Tumas Hadeshen. Tumas Hadeshen, yet another of the Gedolei Rishonim. Tumas Hadeshen writes in Simon 268 in Reis Samaches, and he's brought by the Beis Yosef from the beginning of Yerodeus Shinhei, and when he talks about the halachas of Pidgin HaBen. Beis Yosef cites the Tumas Hadeshen in Reis Samaches that a Sudas Pidgin HaBen is a Sudas Mitzvah the Kol HaDeis. It's a Sudas Mitzvah. And not only is it a Sudas Mitzvah, but he suggests it's such a Sudas Mitzvah, such an incredible Simcha, you should make the Bruch of Shas Simcha B'Mo'ono. And when's the only time we make a Shas Simcha B'Mo'ono? Ksuvas Dav Chesem and Aleph. What does it mean Shasimcha b'ma'ono? That Simcha is b'ma'ono, in the habitat, in the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mora says in Chagiga, there are seven skies. One of them is Ma'on. So that's what we refer to both from Klali as the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achas, another Maral says, is the greatest Simcha in the world because it's two halves of an Neshama uniting, merging, and fusing into one. They belong together. That's the greatest Simcha imaginable. So those, the Chasana, we say Shisim Ma'ono. The Yamshol Shlomo or Shlomo Luria and Simcha Lamatayin and Simcha Perka Baba Kamo wants to suggest that Simcha Satorah, when you make a Siyam, are those who are finishing a Menachas. Here it is, coming up a Siyam a Menachas. Right. When you finish Menachos, a Siyam, he wants to suggest you also should make Shah Simcha Ma'ono. Allah Chalamayis, we don't pass in that way, but it's such a Simcha to finish the Torah, to finish a Masechta, and that there's a Tzad to entertain, you should recite a Shah Simcha Ma'ono when you finish a Masechta. And here we have a true Sedeshan who says that it's such a great Simcha, the Beis Yosef writes it. Again, our minhag is we don't recite it, but the true Sedeshan with the notion of Paskins, you should recite it's such a Sudas Mitzah, a pigeon, a bed. You should say, Shah Simcha, God is amazingly happy. At a Bris Milah, there's no Tzad to say. Now, the Gemara does say, that you might think to say it, Ella, well, why don't you say, Menei Tzara Diyanuka? Because the Tzara of the Tinuk, okay? So now the Tzara of the Tinuk, that means there's something missing in the happiness here. But by a pigeon, a bed, when it comes to Tumas Sedeshan, it's all happy. It's all great. It's all happy. What's this great simcha? Ad kerekach Taisus writes in Boikotan of Chesem and Beis by the sug of Emar Simcha Mesimcha. Taisus says that pigeon Aben is a greater simcha than the Sudas Bris Milah. Everyone talks about Bris. You got to go to the Bris. A Sudas pigeon Aben is a greater simcha. Right, the Mali Taisus and a simcha. Now it's interesting, by the way. Somebody asked Chaim Kineski Darasicha. A lot of times you get invited, or you're not supposed to actually invite to a Bris. You just modia. Because you're invited to a Sudas Mitzvah, you're really obligated to go. You have to come up with a good excuse to get out of it. So what's the minute? How many years? We just are modia people. We let people know about it. Rechai Kineski says, if you're running short on time, and you have a choice to go to the Maisa Bris or the Suda, which one should you go to?
Suda.
Chaim said, ain't shum nafkamina. It doesn't make a difference. This is a mitzvah and this is a mitzvah. This is a Maisa Mitzvah and this is a Sudas Mitzvah. Chaim Kineski says, and you can tell this to the Baal Simcha, and then in the end of the day, Chaim says, it doesn't make a difference whether you go to the Suda. If you can only go to one, you go to whichever one you can go to. And the Baali Simcha should understand, if you attend and you mishtate for the actual Maisa Chaticha of the Arla, this is a Maisa Mitzvah, and the Suda is a Maisa Mitzvah. It's called a Sudas Mitzvah. He says, my only habit, why should anyone be greater? And you can go. Pigeon Aben is a greater Simcha. Not only that, the Arizal writes based on the Zohar, that when you are nena from the suit of a pigeon of Ben, there are many averus that we do. Arizal writes, Tanesim, there are many averus that we do that require in the day that we used to be able to fast far more easily. But you read a Sedoros is also a chulsha, so we're not as strong as we used to be. Rav Yaakov Hillel and his Takanas Shavim is marach on this idea. But it used to be certain averus, you would have to fast 84 pay dollar Tanesim. One Sudas pigeon aben counts as if you fasted 84 times. Yes. So here you have the Bali Atosos, that it's a greater simcha to go to a Sudas pigeon aben, and it's amazing when it comes to Sudas Bris Milah. Everybody invites everyone, your friends, your grandparents, the milkman's son, the aunt that you knew 14 years ago, who lives in the house. Everybody invites everybody. Bris pigeon aben, okay, you have a small thing. Pigeon aben is a greater simcha than the Suda of a Bris Milah. Pigeon aben writes a Tumas Sedeshan, you should say Shah Simcha Ma'ono, even though we don't say it by a Bris, we don't even say it by a Siyam. You should say Simcha Ma'ono, and the Beis Yosef brings it down that Tumas Sedeshan, then there's a Tzara Lach Lamaisa to say Shah Simcha Ma'ono. Here you have a pigeon event. Then in the world of Sod, in the world of Kabbalah, I have a pigeon event that counts as 84 Tanesim. That's Mamash Kilu, a whole new start. What's going on here? In fact, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Eidus Yisrael cites the Zohar, that any time you encounter, you witness a pigeon aben, it's as if you're taking the child to Misa L'Chayim, and you're taking the child from the world of Misa into the world of Chayim. That's certainly a concept of Yeshua. You're taking him from one domain to the other. You're redeeming him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from the Malach HaMoves, writes the Zohar HaKadosh. Listen to a Sefer Chassidim, unbelievable Misa. Ibn Chosin writes, Simon Shin Lama Dalit, Maisa B'Bocher Echot Shayonat Olomus, is a case of a certain Bocher, of a young man, and he was about to die. Amar Tiftuni, And he screamed out, please redeem me. That's what he would scream. So they went and asked one of the Gedolim. They asked the Tamachol, they said, what does he do? What does he mean? This 20-year-old guy is screaming, redeem me. What's he saying? Amr Leis, the Chacham said, Shem hu b'char. Tell me, is he a firstborn? Amru came. Yes, he's a firstborn. Amr Leis, did he ever have a Pidgin and Ben? No. He never had a Pidgin and Ben. Amr Leis, levdoso v'yichya. Do a pigeon a ben, and he will live. Miyad nosnu lekohen heisloim, v'chaya chof heishonim acharkach. They gave to a kohen 5 sloim, and he lived for another 25 years. And the new additions in Sefer Chasidim, they cite from Rav Chaim Falaji, Ruach Chaim. Also, there was a maisa by Rav Chaim Falaji. There was a bechor, the kvar oru rosh shenosav. Most of his years had already passed, and he got sick, and he was about to die. Shenechnasti levokar, I went to visit him. Bola daiti, it came to my mind. Shema bekanusa, losalo pidgin haben, kehogan. And maybe he never had a pidgin haben. Amarti lo shirotza anochi leftoso. And I did the, I got a coin, I gave him the 5 slum. Umiyad Nisrape. And he got healed right away. He never had a pigeon of man. And you can't take chances. It's redeeming Mamish Mimisa L'chayim. Writes the Chidah in Midbar Kedemus and Mareches Pei in Os Yud. Pigeon of man. Mesoros Biadenu. We have a tradition in Pisa Kanim Shekablu Mea Kanmonim. Ki Isha Shah Yekayim Mitzis Pigeon Benoa Bocher Kedin. Any person who fulfills the mitzvah of pidgin haben kedasa kedin, v'yitein heislom the kohen b'simcha, and he's happy to give the 5 sign. You got to give it to the kohen. You can't mow a kohen, oh, give me back. You got to give it to the kohen. We have a kohen here, right? Is that pidgin haben? I say, if you get the 5 shlom, yeah, it's a mamash yours. You have to keep it. And you get to keep it. The 5 shlom mamash become yours. It's not on the coin. Give it. If the coin wants, you can go and give it back. But when you give it to the coin, you got to give it b'simcha. V'hayulo l'gamri. And it belongs to the coin. Shalo yasser coin. Shim dover m'shimofen. And you don't ask other coins. I gave you 5 shiny gold coins. I give you, can you give me back something? No. And you don't give back anything. Chaim Jacobs is a nice person. He might decide 3 days later to say, you know what, I'll give it back. And there's a family that asked me, they have already, it's a family heirloom, they have the 5 shlom, it's already passed. I said, if it's up to you, if the coin's a nice person, he might want to go, he might trade you for something else, but in the end of the day, you got to give it to a coin. That it belongs solely to the coin, and you got to give it to Simcha. Then, you know the child's going to live. Zepelin says, we have a Kabbalah from Zekanim Mekubalim, that if you do the mitzvah pidgin haben b'simcha and you really want the money to go to the kohen, and you can get rest assured that the child's going to live, and he will not die from any measles, I don't want to say epidemics, but the child's going to be protected. And he will definitely make it through his childhood years if you do the mitzvah pidgin haben b'simcha, because you're being poda mamish mi miso l'chayim. This is gavali mas. Who thought pidgin haben echop pei dalataniyus? And this is mama. We're doing big things by pidgin. What's the big deal? He's already born. He already had a bris mila. He already had a kriyas hashem. One new gavali geschamtus is happening by a pidgin haben, and that we're celebrating like this. That it's a sudas mitzvah greater than the sudas mitzvah bris mila. That it counts in kabbalas 84 tanesim, which clearly bris milah doesn't do, and it's a tzar to suggest shasei shasim chmano, which no one the simcha besides sudas nisuin requires. So what's going on here?
And if you have a chol amor, it doesn't go to the gate of
Eimar Masim Simcha. So that's part of what that Taisus discusses. Right. Last Taisus and Chesem with Beis and Moed Kanta. So now we come to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. What is the gewaltigkeit of the pidgin haben of the mitzvah, and especially of the simcha? He says, take a look at the Sforno. He writes the Sforno, and Parshas Bo Perket Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Kadesh Li Kobuchor. He writes, Ravadji Mi Sforno. Kadesh Li Kobuchor, she is chayvu kulam a pidgin. Everybody is chayv in this act of redemption. Kishar kol hektish, like every other type of hektish. Why? Lamanu mutorim biavodas chol. So that now you could allow them, the human being who you just redeemed, the animal that you just redeemed, the firstborn animal, now you allowed it and permitted it to partake in avodah shchol, to do regular things that are outside the realm of Kedusha. Shelulei ha-pidgin, had you not redeemed that firstborn child, the firstborn animal, hayu asurim lasos kol melechas shchol. Meaning what? It belongs solely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It belongs to the world of Kodesh, and therefore it's osur. It's mamish kodesh. You can't take a korban that's part of hektish and use it and be mo'ol behektish and use it for dvarim shochol. So to this child, you can't have the child do anything. Kenyan lo saber bebechor sharacha. You're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. Upidjim nafshim hu erechim afurshim ben chonish etzatcho. And that's what you do. Ben chonish lemalo. You're matir bevor shochol. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Vinetsky. So how did you just help me out, Sfardo? This is my simcha. My simcha is I took you from a world of kedusha and now I brought you to a world of chol. What's the simcha? Right, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and this is Mashu Yisodi, and based on Rabbi Yaakov, I believe that's why the Vilna Gaon is telling us it's the first mitzvah that's rumors in the Torah. Now remember, the Vilna Gaon was asked, is everything in the Torah? Yes. And he writes in Perakei of Safran Tziyusa, and it's Mefurish in the Zohar Parshas Truma, everything that ever happened, any human being that ever lived or will live, every movement of every blade of grass, every animal, everything in the world is merumas in the Torah. Somewhere, somehow it's merumas. So they asked him, aye, so where's Pidgin Aben? And here you have it on the Yom of Ben Rishon. Acher Shloshim Yom Tifteh. So yeah, Pidgin Aben, the first word. So the girl says that all the Torah comes down to the first pasuk, all the Torah comes down to the first word, all the Torah comes down to the first letter. That means there's something so fundamental. This is the beginning of the Torah, Pidgin Aben. Why? Right, of Yaakov Kamenetsky. And there's a fundamental difference between the Hashkafa of Klal Yisrael and the Hashkafa of the Goyim of the world. When it comes to the Goyim of the world, there's the world of Chol, and a mutually exclusive world of Kodesh. They have priests. I just met the other night, a priest, someone who is a former priest now, he's studying for PhD, very nice, wonderful person. And we got into the discussion about not getting married and about celibacy, and another person and I, we were asking about, you know, what is all Shkofus and how he deals with life, etc. And you just, the whole world of the Umas Olam is what? There's a world of Kedusha, and there's a separate world of Chol, and they don't mix. You want to be a nun, you want to be a priest, and you want, then you have to be celibate. It's a whole different world of redemption. It's a different world. Klal Yisrael, we believe in what? In mixing the two worlds. If a guy wants to bring a korban, he can bring a korban. What's the only korban a guy can bring? Those who learn Menachos, I and Gimlam and Beis. A guy can bring a korban, he can bring an ola. What's an ola? Kulo ola l'Hashem. That's a korban that a guy can understand. A guy can understand what? This is all God. You want to go into the Jews' Beis HaMikdash, and you want to be makar of a korban, there's only one korban you can bring. All they understand in the Beis HaMikdash is kulo kedusha. They can only bring an ola. And what do we bring? A shlom. And what's a shlom? You're going into the holiest place on the planet, and you're bringing in the animal, and now what? Cohen says, you want to split the steak with me? You have a little bit of prime rib and not a little prime rib. I'm in the holiest place in the world and having a prime rib and having a filet mignon in the holiest place in the world. And they used to eat, remember, they used to eat the economy, and we would eat with the fingers, but a shlomim is, you split it. Chelek gavol lamala, and a chelek belongs to you. A shlomim is, you share it, but you're having steak in the Beis HaMikdash. What's going on over here? Right, so Yaakov, when they have a Moshiach and Shai Yisrael, so what do they believe? Ayashka, virgin birth, immaculate conception, it's got to be all holy. All right, so Yaakov Kamenetsky, in a separate shtickel, that how we introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest prophet ever, the Moshiach and Shai Yisrael, how we introduced, let's go to the beginning of Parsha Shmos, and what do we read? What happened? Vayikach Ishmi Beislevi is Baslevi. We don't know anything about Amram, we're not interested. The Gemara says, it's all the base one of Amram Godo Hador, he was the Tzadik Hador, the Godo Hador, he's the Chocham, doesn't make a difference. Yocheved is the daughter of Levi. Yocheved, the tzadekis that she was. Shifra, no mention of that. All we know is what? Right? So it's an ish, me base Levi, who takes an isha. How do you produce Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi that ever lived? Through the union of a regular man and a regular woman. It doesn't even matter, ichos. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had great ichos. Doesn't matter, though. It doesn't make enough meaning. We're not going to spell it out on the basis of the Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu, because anyone can be Moshe Rabbeinu. That is, Roy, the call Adam, Ram, Ramites, and Hilchus, Chuba, Perkei, Allah, even you don't have to be born to him. You don't have to be born to Yocheved. You can be the product of an ish and an isha. That is on the whole yourself. But they believe, oh, you need Yashka. You got to walk on water. It's got to be a virgin birth. It's got to be with an angel, etc. That's why the daughters are loved. We mentioned many times the Meiser of Moshe Feinstein. page 15 of the introduction to the 8th volume of Igros Moshe, True Story of Moshe Feinstein, sent over, Apella the Gemaisa, that a Balabas told him that he was dying because his tongue was blowing up in his mouth and it was suffocating him. And he told Ramosha, you know why I'm dying? Because I said Lashon Hara about the daughters alone. Because it was the Parsha of Vayera, and I was saying how what a Maisa preacher they did with the father Lot, etc. And he says, and that night, two tzniistic women came to me in a dream. I said, because you spoke Lashon Hara about us, you're going to die by your tongue blowing up in your mouth. And you want to know why Mashiach's going to come from us? He was wondering, how could it be that Mashiach ben David is going to come from that union? Moav, Rusa Moavia, comes from Moav, Meavi. He says, because they came out in the world. Everybody, how did you escape Sodom? It had to be God and angels rescued you from Sodom. So how did you get pregnant? It must be that those angels, now we're going to start a new religion. We're going to say, there's a Messiah born to the daughters alone. And they came up and they took on the shame and humiliation precisely to preclude that nobody would draw the false conclusion that they're starting a new religion and Mashiach shall shake in. That's why they were Zochamita Kenegamita, that the Mashiach Amiti comes from them. Because they went out of their way, Lafuke, to exclude a Mashiach shall shake in, to tell you he's a product of a regular union of a man and a woman. That's a Moav Me'avi. And that's why Mashiach Amiti is coming from us. So later on, Rav Zilberstein doesn't bring this first part of the story, but in his Tivcha Yabiyu Parshas Vayera, he says another Maisa, that one time Ramosha got called up to the Torah for an Aliyah during the week in MTJ, and he noticed that the Bochur got an Aliyah right before him, had a little patch of redness on his hand. So Maisha says to him afterwards, quietly, he says, I think you have something that's like tsaras in your hand. He says, you must have spoke Lashon Hara. He says, Rebbe, I didn't speak Lashon Hara. He says, I'm telling you, that's, if Ramosha says that's tsaras, that's tsaras. The Posek Gadol says it's tsaras, it's a form of tsaras. He says, you spoke Lashon Hara. He says, Rebbe, I didn't speak. He says, I want you to think you must have said Lashon Hara. He says, well, I was speaking about the daughters of Lot and how the crazy stuff that they did, the daughters of Lot. And I says, let me tell you a Maisha. Let me tell you a story. Paladigamaisa. The Maril already says, why is he called Yesho HaNotri? Yesho HaNotri, Yoshka from Nazareth. The Maril writes in Oskuf Gimel of the Likutim in the back of Sefer Menhagim. That's what we tell the Goyim. We tell the Goyim he's Yoshka from Nazareth. But you know why he's called Yesho HaNotri? They believe in Yamashma Zichro is Yesho. Yamashma Zichro. We're telling the Goyim, we're telling the world, he is no tsar. He is formed and fashioned like every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Forget about virgin birth, immaculate conception. He is Yesho HaNotri. He is no tsar, the Maril says, like every single human being. As the Rav Yaakov says, for the Goyim, they think holiness is what? Is when you leave the world of Chol and you go and sit on a mountaintop in Tibet and you go and just isolate, sequester yourself, and you go out and you don't eat and you fast. And that's not Kedusha. What is Kedusha? Kaddish Atzmacha B'Mutalach, to be in this world and to be Makadish the Chol. Who is the one person in Tanakh who is called the Eloka B'Tachton, Megillah Yechez, Rashi in Vayishlach, who is called an Eloka, a God down here in this world, who is called a Kodosh and a Nivdol, the Mechir Shabbos Yaakov Avinu. And you know when he's called an Eloka B'Tachtonim? Now when he's learning in the Yeshiva Shem and Eber for 14 years. You know when he's called a God down here in this world? And when he does what? When he goes back for the Pach and Kitanim, Aveniska Vashem Levad, writes the Yalkut Shimoni in Vayishlach, Hashem is Levado upstairs and Yaakov is Levado downstairs. He's mamish like a God when he goes back for little jars. What does that show? That even my little jars of oil have Kedusha. Everything in life has Kedusha. That is Kedusha. Yaakov is what? What is the name Yaakov? It's a Yud. What's the Os Yud? Menachos 29b. Olam Haba is created with the Os Yud. That's 10. 10 is Kedusha, we said. Aser Sederos. Yaakov is Kedusha. Juxtaposed to Akev. What's Akev? Ikvasad Mashicha. The part of us that's always attached to the ground, to the world of Chomer, of Artzius and Gashmius. What's the godless of Yaakov? Yaakov is, I could join my Akev, my lowest part, the heel that's in contact with the ground, the world of Chomer and Artzius and Chomerius, and I could connect that to the Yud of Olam Haba, of my Machshava. That's Yaakov. Yaakov brings the two worlds together. And that is why Yaakov is what? Mix around the letters, what is Yaakov? Akevi. Akevi, my Akev. Ha-Akev Shali. Akevi, my Akev is what? Osios Yaakov. What's Yisrael? Lirosh. Yaakov is two dimensions. He has the chelik of the Akev and the chelik of Yisrael Lirosh. From top to bottom, Yaakov says, everything is Kedusha. Everything can be mixed together as one. Rites of Yaakov Kamenetsky. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Chetz Lamala, he's in Malach Chetzelamati is a boss of a dub. How do we celebrate Shavuos, which is the beginning of the eighth week, Lamalam and Atzeva, the 50th day after Pesach, the day of Kedusha, the day that we got the Torah, Seinu HaKadosh? How do we celebrate? We paskin how? Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says what? Every Yantiv, Chokeu Chatzel Hashem Chatzel Lechem. Every Yantiv we divide in half. That's why the Gros says it's called a Yantiv. Yantiv is Gematria 73. Half of the word Lachem, Lamed Chaf Mem 90 is 45. Half of Lashem, 30 and 26, 56 is 28. 28 and 45 is 73, a Yantiv. Every Yantiv is half of Lachem and half of Lashem. Every Yantiv, that's a Yantiv. So come Shavuos, ha'komodim debatzeres b'inanami Lachem. Even Elazar says every other Yantiv, if you want, you can give it all to God or all to you. Shavuos, he agrees. What do you mean? Because this is the day of ultimate Kedusha. The day of ultimate Kedusha, explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what is ultimate Kedusha in this world? Is the fusion and the synthesis of Lashem and Lachem. When you can unite the two together, that's the Galus. Yom Kippur, it pales in comparison, writes the Arizal, the Gro, the Tikkun HaZohar to Purim. Well, how can Purim be greater? Yom Kippur is, I leave this world. It's great. We're Kaddish, we're like the Malachi Elyon. You know what's greater? Purim is, stay in this world and bring Kedusha to your Achila, to your Shnia, bring Kedusha to everything. That is Purim, and that's why it's on a higher Madriga than Yom Kippur. That's the epitome of Kedusha. That's why the Asalavu call them all of them, you betay them chutz mi Purim. Every Yom Kippur is going to be batal except for Purim, writes the Medrash Tov Mishnah Parshas. What do you mean except for Purim? Purim, drinking, eating, drinking, and being merry is going to be around when Mashiach comes. That is the whole Avira of Mashiach. Yemos Mashiach is not, we become angel-like. You know what Yemos Mashiach is? Ein bein olam hazim Yemos Mashiach l'shiv machiyos bavad. We get to sit and learn and do Torah mitzvahs. But the world continues as is, but it's no anti-Semitism, no hatred. The goyim are going to serve us, and it's what? It's Torah mitzvahs all day long in this world with a body. It's what? That is Yemos Mashiach. It's Purim. Purim isn't Bato, because every other Yontif is either in the direction of Lachem. Purim is the greatest expression of the synthesis of the Kodesh and the Chol uniting Mamish as one. That's why Purim set the stage for the return to the Beis HaMikdash. That is the Zohar. What is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is, it's a beautiful edifice. You know, what's a Beis HaMikdash? You want holiness? Go sit alone on a mountaintop in Tibet. Go hide in a cave somewhere with the Dalai Lama. That's holiness. No, you know what holiness is? Take the gold and the silver and the diamonds and the marble. Take the best of the best in Olam Hazeh. Take the best of the best and elevate it and unite it. How many steps leading into the Beis HaMikdash? 15. All right, to Marshon, Sukkot and Beis. Where do the Kohanim stop? Step number 5 and step number 10. Why? Kibakar Hashem Tzur Olamim. How did Hashem create Olam Haba with the Yos Yud? How did He create Olam Hazeh with the Yos Hei? That's 10 and 5. Beis HaMikdash is 15 steps. 10 and 5. You stop on step 10, you step on step 5. A Beis HaMikdash is where the two worlds meet, where Olam Haba meets Olam Hazeh, where Olam Musa Al Yonim meet up with the Olam Satonim, where Hashem sends an Eshma Lamala from above, and we light the Eshma Lamata, where we have a Shlomim, where we share the stake with God, with the Kohanim, we mama split it, we share it. We bring a shlomim, not just an ola. That's the tachlis achayim. That's the base of mikdash. Hashem says, build a base kenesses. What's a base kenesses? I want it to be the nicest, most mafurdika place in the whole city. I want you to have the gold, but I want you to go ahead and elevate it to kedusha. I remember hearing a shir, the Rav Yitzhak Berkowitz, when I was doing shemish by him, he let me come to a shir, he was giving to wealthy balabatim in Rechavia. And he was telling them, there's nothing wrong with the Jews saying, I want to make a lot of money. There's nothing wrong. A Jew is allowed to say, if I'm going to be working, I'm going to be busy, I want to make a lot of money. The whole kaveh is, what do you want to do with the money? What do you want to do? There's nothing wrong saying, I want a nice house and I want a nice car. But what am I going to do? Am I going to do mitzvahs? Am I going to make a nice house to bring people and let guests come to my house? If you have a nice car and you give people rides, right? So Yonas and Steif, you're Makayim Achnosis Orchem every time you give somebody a ride in your car. Because a car is a buy its money. It's a temporary help. Every time you give somebody a ride in your car, you're Makayim Achnosis Orchem. Also, if you're buying the house and you want to do mitzvahs with it, you want to go and do mitzvahs, that is uniting the world of Kedusha, and that is the tour of the Beis HaMikdash. All right, so Yaakov Kanetsky, you know why Pidgin Amen is the greatest simcha? Because like the Sforno, until you were pulled to him, he believed in the world of Kedusha. He lived in the world of Kedusha, and he wasn't allowed to do any chol. That's a gavaldik of Madriga, but that's not the tachlis of Bria. And the tachlis of Hashem says, if you want Kedusha, I could have kept you all in the Olamos HaAlyonim. I could have kept you in a completely spiritual world. Why not give you a gashmi sticker world? Because the reason I created the world, Bereshis Barlokim. I created the world so that you could go out and take an neshama of Kedusha and live in a world of a goof and unite the goof together with the neshama, and they're going to work together and they're going to do mitzvahs together and they're going to eat together. You're going to eat and you're going to drink, but you're going to do it at the right time, the right measure, in the right place. You're going to be Mekadesh the Achid, and you're going to Mekadesh the Shtiyah like we do on a Purim. The Tachlis of the Bria is to merge and to sync those two distinct worlds. That's the Tachlis, that's the greatest Simchat Torah. Why? Because until the child's redeemed, he can't go ahead and do the purpose of his existence. The purpose of his existence is to redeem him from the Kohanim, take him out of that exclusive world of Kedusha, and now be Matrim to do a Avodah Chol. Tell him what to be in this world of Chol, but to now be Mekadesh the Chol. That's the greatest Simcha in the world, because that's actualizing the Tachlis, the Kavanas HaBriya, by being in a world of Chol, but being Mekadesh that world of Chol. That's the base of Mekdash. You're in this world, you're in a magnificent edifice. And what? You have the greatest of the Gashmi uniting with the greatest of the Ruchni, and that they could coexist. A Ruchni is to get a Shama. When the Gashmi is to get Guf, when you can unite the two, oh, that's Gevaldik. That's Gevaldik. What's a Jewish home? A Jewish home? You have a lot of books. The old Amazon, before Amazon, and now became Amazon, the superstore, taking over the world. Jeff Bezos, the wealthiest man in the world. I just saw an article, Cyber Monday, was Amazon's best day in its entire history, and best day ever. Amazon mom's taking over the world, even though Jeff Bezos said a couple of weeks ago that he thinks one day Amazon is going to go bankrupt. Yeah. Amazon is going to go bankrupt. The owner of the guy's, I don't know why he's doing that to those who have stock in his company, but I'll go upon him. How did Amazon start out as a bookstore? I still have a little book. Maybe it's worth some money on eBay. I still have a little thing that Amazon used to give out. And what was it? A quote by Cicero, and that a room without books is like a body without a soul. And that was their slogan, Cicero's quote. A room without books is like a body without a soul. A Jewish home is what? A Pesach Kron said this years ago. Says you go to the guy's home, there's a study. Maybe in the study they have a little library. They have a Jews have books all over the house. They have books all over the place. And the kitchen table, the dining room table, in the study, in the library. And the homes and on the nightstand. Books are all over the place. Because that's the Jew. It's all over the place. We're living this, everything we do. It's merging the world of Kedusha and the world of Chol. That's the Tachlis of Bria. Says Dr. Yaakov, that's the greatest simcha based on the Sforno. Now that you're redeeming the child, now. But Dr. Yaakov, that's why we're pitching a ben. We need a separate bracha, Yerush Shemaya. By Bris Milah, he wasn't yet redeemed. Only until he gets redeemed, he's living in a world of Kedusha. He doesn't need a Yerush Shemaya. Just like Ramosha and just like Rav Shimon Schwab by Sheva Levi, they're exclusively in a world of Kedusha. You don't need a bracha, Yerush Shemaya. If you leave the show, let's say you don't redeem him from the Kohen, and the Kohen keeps the kid, and the Kohen keeps the child. Let's say he's growing up by the Mishkan, by the Mesa Mekdosh, and you don't need a bracha, Yerush Shemaya. Of course he's going to be about Yerush Shemaya. And the chiddush is, but once I redeem him and I'm bringing him into the world of Gashmius, we better ask for another bracha Yerushalayim. And same way, the famous Chometz Chaim, we ask the Yerushalayim Yeschei, after we ask in the benching for his chiddush, and that Yerotzu, we want a life of Osher B'chomet, you better ask Nachmo for Yerushalayim. I have Yerushalayim, and now that we're bringing him into this world, now we have to ask Yaakov, Yerotzu, now on, Sheikoni Zeman Lechayim Latayra, oh, the Yerushalayim, because now he needs Yerushalayim, because we're taking him out of the world. And based on Yaakov, that's why I think, according to the Gra, how do you start out the Torah? Bereshis, why did God create the world? You know why? For the mitzvah pidgin haben, what shaychus? Like Rabbi Yaakov, that's the whole Tachlis HaBriya. The whole Tachlis HaBriya is, if God just wants Kedusha, you don't need there to be a world. Just leave the Neshamas and the Olamos Alyonim. The Tachlis HaBriya is to take the Neshama from on high and unite it with the Ofrim and Adama. And now braces to have an actual Gashmiistic world that you can now elevate and transcend the world of Gashmiist and take it to the world of Kedusha. That's the Tachlis HaBriya. Which mitzvah is so matim to the beginning of the Torah, to the beginning of the creation narrative? Phineas Daiti, Tzdafka Pidgin Ben, according to Rabbi Yaakov Nesber, that's the beginning of the Torah, because that's the Tachlis HaBriya, to be involved and engage in this world, but to transcend and elevate this world up to a level of Kedusha. We should be Zachas Yata Dishmaya, and that's Chanukah, not like the Greeks. Oh, that's good. We have to be Mekadesh, the world of the Chomer. We'll be in Eretz Yisrael trying to do just that by the Makom HaMikdash.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.